will Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yes, once again, it's 15 minutes of thrilling marches played for you by the nation's ace military bands. Our concert today will feature the inspiring music of Edwin Franco Goldman's 40-piece symphonic band. So to get this session underway, here's the Goldman Band with their brilliant interpretation of E.E. McCoy's march, Lights Out. Honors of every kind have been literally heaped upon Edwin Franco Goldman, but the honor which he treasures most came to him back in 1932. At one of Dr. Goldman's concerts on the Mall at New York's Central Park, Mrs. Sousa presented him with John Philip Sousa's favorite baton. The mantle of Dean of American Bandmasters had justly descended from the great Sousa to his friend, Edwin Franco Goldman. A man who has lifted band music to the highest pitch of musical perfection ever known. Listen now as the Goldman Band gives us their colorful arrangement of F.W. Meacham's American Patrol. Thank you. Coming up next is one of Dr. Goldman's numerous compositions as the band swings into the stirring measures of the march, Alouette. Today, the Goldman Band is known throughout the world. Radio, records, and personal appearances have brought Dr. Goldman's impressive march interpretations to millions of listeners. His concerts on the Mall of Central Park draw tremendous crowds each season. Listen now to another Goldman composition written in honor of those park concerts. It's called, appropriately, On the Mall. with the colorful march on the mall, we bring to a close another session with the nation's top flight military bands. For the past quarter hour, you've been enjoying the rousing music of Edwin Franco Goldman's band. We'll return soon with more brilliant melodies played in marching time. Then again, you'll hear the familiar theme of the Stars and Stripes Forever. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.